things you've done before.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Listen, faith is a decision, whether I feel it or not. Remember, the Lord told Job, you shall also decree a thing. That's what God says. You shall decree. You. Stop being scared. Stop being afraid that you're going to make a mistake. Stop being afraid it ain't God. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And I, the Lord says, and the light shall shine upon your ways. What God is saying is that when you decide, now I'm not talking to the carnal, casual, sinful churchgoer. I'm talking to people that love God, that are pursuing God, that have a heart after God. So let's not get this twisted, because people take this and they get all messed up doing stuff because the devil has so much access to their life. I'm not talking about the perfect people, because ain't nobody in here perfect. Right? God didn't call us to be perfect. He called us to be obedient. Okay? Being imperfect is what makes us human. But see, there's a divine part. See, there's a scroll, there's a script, there's a scouting report that was written on you before you got here. Come on, you got to see God in a bigger light. You're not a person that was molded. Who you are is not what your circumstances, what your successes or what your defeats, what your failures have caused. No, that's the world. That's the world trying to define you. No, you had a purpose ever before you got in the world. I said, ever before you got into this world, you were a purpose. By God, God's purpose, God's plan. He revealed some of that. It's all revealed through the Psalms, but he revealed that somewhat in Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, before you were in the womb, that word knew is an interesting word. It's not just, you know, he knew of him. It goes, I don't have it in front of me tonight, but it goes much deeper than that. God designed him. God purposed him. God knew what he would look like, what color he would be, where he would be born, how tall he would be, what he would weigh, what he would look like, what he would say, what he would do, what his anointing would be. All of that was planned. And you know what? This is why the enemy has fought some even at an early age. And watch little children that seem to grapple with a lot of this stuff. It ain't because they just bad. No. Sometimes they're extremely gifted. It's like when Moses was about to come on the scene, the devil knew there was some forerunners coming. He said, we got to kill all these babies. Because the deliverer's coming up here somewhere. But just like true to his nature, he always fails. Every divine door is activated by a decision. Faith isn't a feeling. Stop just living by your feelings. It's a decision. Faith is often a decision to move forward when your flesh wants to sit down. A decision to do what is required when it ain't comfortable. Our very destinies are attracted to decisions. I mean, if you poured a big old pond of gasoline somewhere and lit a fire over there and this put a little stream of it over, that fire would, fire is attracted to gasoline. Is that right? Fire is attracted to gasoline. Guess what? Our destiny, listen to me. Your destiny is attracted to decisions. Not just hopes and dreams. Your destiny is attracted to your decisions, just like fire is to gas or gasoline. Let me say that again. That's a powerful statement. Your destiny. See, that spirit of passivity really has to be bound up. To draw out the real you. See, there's a real you. There's a you that's really alive. You know, there are some situations that really bring out the life in us. You can determine, you can look back at your life and you can find when it might inadvertently bring out anger, or sometimes it brings out things that we need deliverance from. But nonetheless, it brings out life. In other words, every cell in your body is going after something. You're alive. People are afraid of that. They're afraid to give God that. You gave that to the devil, though, didn't you? He's the last one in the club. They was putting the chairs up on the table. What? What time is it? I see you tonight. You went all out. Think about that a moment. The times you went all out. Thank God for his mercy, right? You went all out. What are you afraid of? See, you're living like you're renting this body from somebody. You know, when you rent from somebody, you have to be real careful. Don't spill nothing on the carpet. You know, you gotta make sure no dents in the wall. Keep everything, you know. You got to take it. You gotta. You treat yourself like you're renting. You know, people that lift weights or bodybuilders or trainers and that, they take you to a limit, and then they take you beyond the limit. That's where the true growth starts. We sometimes get this thing misconstrued or have a misconception that we just want to go to the limit. I don't want to hurt myself. I know my limits. Well, your limits have been very mediocre and very average. And you're not really happy with your results. But you are limiting yourself in your mind because you think you can't go any further. You know, the neuroplasticity in our mind, there are neural waves that are made all the time when we push ourselves. It's like this with exercise. When you reach that place where they call it, you get that burn, and you know it's that ache. It's like, Lord Jesus, I need to stop. No, that's where the things that are being damaged are creating greater capacity. Well, what about that extra hour that you would be willing to give to God? Or that, maybe not an hour, but that extra, you know, turn the series off. And yeah, after the championship, you know. No. Forgive me, Lord. No, making the best, not just killing time, but making the best of time. Adding to that. What about that little extra? See, what we don't understand is that, see, in this microwave age that we live, we look for results right away. And so people tend to not be vigilant or diligent or persistent. They don't see the results right away. So they, you know, I heard this example, where water, when it's heated up, well, there's frozen water, which is just at a standstill. But then you got water that you can heat up. And when you heat it up to where it becomes steam, steam can fuel strong engines. Steam to move things. The water, before it becomes steam, is just water. And that water will go with the flow of anything. See, that's how we are. There's the frozen. All right, the frozen chosen. Then you got those who are just very fluid. Take on any form. You know, just have to know how to handle anything that comes and just, you know. But see, that's not your next level. It's when you allow something to heat up. You stop being satisfied. Amen. Stop being satisfied with the average and the ordinary. You're not ordinary anyway. Stop trying to be just ordinary. That doesn't fit you. That doesn't look good on you. You are different. You're set apart by God. I'm talking to the chosen, the people of God. You are different. For the domain you are in, you are different. Stop trying to just blend in and fit in. No, that's that water. And yeah, we can do it. Everybody love and speak well of us. But when you become the steam, now you become a change agent. Now you become a forerunner. You break out from the pack. Amen. And what you have to understand is that all of heaven, when you get there, see, all of heaven is waiting on you to decide some stuff. Your destiny is attached to your decisions. Well, I don't want to be too much or act like, no, forget all that. God determined who you were before time came. People don't determine who you are. Amen. Stop allowing people to put you in a box. Amen. And define you. Yes, and limit you. Yes. Mm-mm, stop that. You know what hell attacks most is your ability to choose. Your ability to choose. One of the most powerful weapons we have is that of choice. And we have promises from God. When you're sick, instead of just being that water that flows and fills every little neck, just goes wherever the wind blows and all of that, stop. Your destiny is attached to your decisions, and make a decision that by his stripes I'm healed. I dare you. And I don't dare you to do it just once. Do it routinely. You know, a drop of water consistently, if it's just a drop at a time, consistently can crack a mountain. It can destroy a mountain. Over time, persistent, just a drop.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Much effort is put into keeping our homes safe. Locks,